Wendy's new Biggie Deals lets you choose whatever you're in the mood for. It's like a music mixing board of deals, and you're the producer. Go with some chill folk music with a JBC in the $4 Biggie Bite snack. Try the drum and bass of deals with a double stack in the $6 Biggie Bag. Or go full-on sandwich symphony with an $8 Biggie Bundle, the grand finale of snacking. And the best part? They all come with napkins! $4, $6, and $8 Biggie Deals how you want them. At Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Well, Barry, you missed it, but Nick
Blank. What'd I miss?
Taylor had to check in with her good friend Nick today.
Okay.
She got some new kicks.
She got new kicks for Easter.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh,
Paw Patrol.
All right.
Surprised.
Oh, snap.
It was a surprise for both me and Taylor. I didn't know that Mom and Dad decided to go do that, but now I do. So there you go. It's always fun to figure
bought
that
from
kind
StockX.
Of stuff out.
$287.
Yeah, there you go. Sneaker game.
Does she
on
have
lock.
A pair of Jordans yet? Have you gotten? I mean, what kind of parent are you? What?
She doesn't know that yet. Look, Nick, it's a gradual process, okay? Because between grandma and mom, all she gets are, like, ridiculously non-orthopedic supportive or good lasting shoes. She gets Paw Patrol. She gets Frozen. All these ones you buy at, like, DSW that last, like, a week and a half because they're not leather uppers or whatever. So I started slowly with two pairs of Nikes that are kind of like trainers, but they had some good colors to them, so she'd at least be in it. Then I started telling her how Nike shoes make you run faster, and then she was like, I got – so we're going to gradually get to the Jordans and things like that, but it's a process.
Go.
Yeah.
Well, it's not – that doesn't sound ridiculous, but this picture of Barry's
That's ridiculous.
Homemade microphone screen is absolutely
ridiculous. Y'all
kiss
my ass.
Looks like a used condom
wrong
with a zip tie.
Dude, when I first looked at it, it looked like Hannibal Lecter took something from Silence of the Lambs.
Like
and
ghetto-ass windscreen.
What is that?
It
what
looks
material
like a beehole.
Did you use?
It looks like a beehole a little bit.
It really does.
I used I guess it's called a cheesecloth. Is
that
not
Nick
it? It's
said.
A microfiber. It's one of those microfiber cloths.
Most of the cheesecloth I've ever seen is more white or light colored. I've never seen brown.
Yeah, it's usually white. Yeah. It looks
like
whatever. A towel.
It's a micro. Yeah, it's a microfiber cloth. Or you know what I mean? One of those little bitty ones. Those thin. It's almost like spandex, but it's not stretchy.
Yeah, I know Shumba.
I don't know how to describe this, but I put it over my mic. And look, I can hear Joel breathing, but no one can hear me breathing. So who's winning, really? Who's doing it? You don't see it. It's radio. But I can certainly hear Joel Vader.
How about that? You hear that?
Hey, did you give me the finger? Because I couldn't hear it. Dave checked in, by the way.
Yeah.
Your boy Dave said he's always listening. Still the same loser weight. He said he's got all three of us on a bottle of Crown when he gets back. Dave, you're the man.
I told you. Dave
very
is the
much
man.
Appreciate
Dave,
you.
Dave's
champion,
a loyal listener.
A damn champion.
He has participated in the weight loss challenge in the past. And then got a little medical help in the process to lose more weight. But he was at the holiday party when we did the Nick's Place Christmas party, and he lost like an ungodly amount of weight. But, yeah, he's been a suspect
for a long time. I remember seeing him. That's, because I remember he brought you a bottle of Crown to the party, right?
Yep, he sure did. Yep.
Yes, sir.
That's who I was reaching out to the other day. I didn't expect him to go overboard and try and take care of your sorry asses, too. But I guess you know it's good for everybody on the show, so we'll go with it. It's fine. Did you see, by the way, there's a couple of things that I thought were funny. My boy Ray Allen went out there the other day, I got the messages on Facebook and Instagram before – Bleacher Report picked it up, but he decided during all this stay at home, that he was going to let his hair go. Because obviously he shaves his head and has been bald for quite a while. And he sent out a challenge to, like, Stephon Marbury. And he was tagging people. And he tagged LeBron to say that during the pandemic, you need to just let it go and let it grow. And then he was, like, quoting lyrics from the Jeffersons and everything like that, because Mr. Jefferson had the had a pretty high hairline and everything like that. And people just thought that was hilarious. But Ray's picture makes him look like he's about 60.
Yeah, I saw the picture. It's hilarious.
He looks like a retired Globetrotter. It's
he really does.
Not a bad description, yeah. Actually, yeah.
If ever there was a like, he looks like, so the his hairline is basically like James Brown and Calvin Murphy combined, because he's got it on the sides.
Yep.
So if like if it, but it's just in the middle, it starts to fade. It's like, I don't know. It's running his hairline. It's basically if he had two receivers on either side and they both ran a post route.
It's pretty good. That's pretty accurate,
right? Like they go, but they then, go up and then they cut in. Like it's it's not great.
But then depending on some of the different pictures that came out, one there was, you know, because during the Bro Bible article, they then started to show like LeBron pre whatever operation he got Fred Fowler's doctor, but they had him in a huddle where he was leaning forward, and like the bare spots, and his head looked like a baboon's ass at the zoo. I mean, there were bare spots everywhere before he had whatever he had done. And then there's another website that put out, the NBA Hustle put out one where during the middle of a game on TV, Anthony Davis is trying to let LeBron know that his hair is falling out during the game.
Oh no.
And you can see him literally, you know, it says right there before you click on the link to see the video. It's like Anthony Davis tells LeBron James to fix his hair because it's fallen out. And lo and behold, when you hit the play button, you can see him on the best bench going, your hair is falling out right now. Because he had one of those massive headbands on too. It's like, yeah, man. I'm not going to say who, but I remember like back when that whole we used to call it the zipper, because there was one of the early stages of the hair replacement surgeries. They did that straight line across the back of your head, and then when they stitched it back up, it literally, you had a zipper scar across the entire back of your head. And then the hope was your hair grows back and you don't ever see that scar. Man, I'm going to just tell you something. We had at least one player on one of the teams I worked for over the course of the years that thought no one would see that. And when they did, woo, the ribbing was... And the surgery didn't go well enough to where that scar was easily hidden. So let's put it that way.
Well, yeah, Ray's hair looks rough. Yep. I finally broke down and did my own haircut in the garage. So I would advise anybody to run to Walmart or order some clippers online if you keep it short. Just do it in the garage, man. It's better than nothing. I'm just thankful that I got in my my two treatments of laser hair removal on the widow's peak, because now my edge up is a lot easier to do.
Man, I'm debating. So I know easier. Lisa's going to end up helping me, but I was debating it, and like I literally went to the garage and dug out I have two or three different versions of the dog clippers shears, and yeah, I'm like, I'm just going to go to like PetSmart or whatever and get a new attachment, a new blade for it so that it's clean, and I might have to consider it.
Dog, just get a Flobee. And then hook it up to your vacuum and go to town.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about a clean cut and a good blade. And I don't want the dog hair and everything all over it either. But that's the options.
Well, are you gonna go just bald like me or what?
No, I'm not. Yeah, you already know that I don't have enough acreage to be able to take that leap of faith. Because there may be no going back if I do that.
I just feel bad for Fred because it's been like three decades since he's had, you know, an opportunity to go to a haircut, like a barber shop, and actually get a haircut. He probably like gets all when he goes to a barber shop, and now he has to be stuck at home.
He was so excited.
But don't kid yourself. He got that excitement out of the way, but he wants a mullet. The way he's been wearing and talking about it,
like a Joe Exotic one,
kinda. He wants
Fred
to grow
Exotic
it out.
Would be amazing.
Fred Exotic.
Yeah, Fred Exotic would be, oh, that'd be so good. I don't know how they can't tell us that barbers aren't essential. If barbers are essential people. And I told J-Ro, I texted him, I was like, bro, I'm having to cut my hair in the garage. I don't know who told y'all you aren't essential, but you are. He goes, nah, no, we're not. And I was like, if you're on TV, you are. That is for sure.
Yeah, because like, they said
people with like the Anderson Coopers and the
well,
you know,
Carson
the,
Daly the on the Today Show. Carson Daly, Fallon. they had a stylist come in to show him how he can cut his hair at the house because he obviously is on TV and he was concerned about it. And they were trying to do like a how-to video so that he could try and pull it off. And I heard on Channel 2 the other morning that Owen Conflente was like trying to figure it out. Like he knows he needs a haircut because he's on TV. That he might have to try and do it himself. Boy, that could be more entertainment than people
Ryan Seacrest.
From the house.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I may do that. I may do one of those. I'll do a video of how I cut my hair in the garage.
Yours is easier though because you still have coverage everywhere, and you. The only thing you're worrying about is your damn hairline in front,
the
widow's peak. Other than that, you had nothing to worry about.
Well, I don't even fade it because I already get a bald fade and it's low on top. So it's not like you can – I mean, the trained eye – after a couple of days of growth, you can see it. But when it's first cut, you can't tell the difference. So, yeah, I just put it on low and shave everything. And, man, it's so much easier. I'm telling you, I would – if I could be bald, I would choose to be bald. I absolutely would choose no hair. I wouldn't choose, like, Ray Allen hair. Where you've got just the you know you got that ring you got that half circle, I would
the wreath.
That. Yeah, I would want to be bald all over.
Buddy of mine's got that. We call it the Julius Caesar because it looks like back in the Greek day, the Roman days with the wreath around the side of the head. One breath of fresh air and good news for the peeps as we roll through all this uncertainty with the coronavirus. Adam Schefter now reporting. Speaking to people in and around college football this week, there is a strong conviction there will be college football this season. There is some uncertainty about when. Multiple scenarios are being debated, but it does sound certain there still will be a college football season. Hallelujah to that. That's all I can say.
Amen.
That would be absolutely fantastic. All right, we're going to go to break. We're going to continue with the final hour of the show. Stay with us. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
G'day, Sam Windsor from the Houston Sabercats here. Rugby's simple. Make tackles, hit rucks, score tries. Almost as simple as using the app. Stream ESPN 97.5 from anywhere, even down under.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling through the final hour of the show. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Thursday in the big city. Great to have Nick back after a day absence yesterday, as we have covered a lot of ground on the show. If you missed any part of it, we always tell you, ESPN975.com. Click on the show tab for the suspects. It's at the top of the page. The menu pops down. You can catch up on the hours that you missed of today's show. And then while you're on the front page, you can also follow the directions, download the app, and therefore you can take us anywhere and everywhere. Never miss another ESPN 97.5 show.
Do it.
Nice. Fellas, we're back. Mm-hmm. Outstanding. Mm-hmm. Did you guys see this story that a lot of NBA players are struggling because they don't have a hoop at their house? It started with Giannis and then several other guys chiming in saying that they're staying in shape, but they can't practice shooting based on the fact that they don't have a home gym with a hoop like a lot of people do. Obviously, this horse competition, these guys are going to have to be doing it on hoops in their house or wherever they are. But now Eric Gordon is out there stating that it's a huge problem that because he doesn't have a hoop or a rim at the house, he can't practice his shooting.
What?
Well, that's a, yeah.
Do I feel, I mean, do any of us feel sorry for these comments right now? I mean,
no, And here's the thing. By the way, at least there's more justification to the fact that while he was shooting like crap before the coronavirus, at least we know he wasn't – you can't blame him for not practicing at the house.
How are you a basketball player and you don't have a goal at your house?
What's wrong with you? Seriously.
Yeah, it's not like – it doesn't have to be indoors, right? You can have one in the driveway. I mean, we talk about it all the time with hoops – you know, Hoop Sporting Goods that sponsors the station. You can get a glass backboard with a breakaway rim and put it in the backyard if you got the cash. You don't have to have, like, an inside gym. That's the thing that's perplexing to me. Lisa wants us to get one in back here for Taylor. So anyone could put one up. Nick's wanted one for the house recently. You don't have a hoop?
That's Well, it'd be different. Like, if you're a basketball player, you should have a hoop, don't you think? Like, that just seems like a requirement for your for any player's home. If you have a yard. Now, if you live in like a condo or a high rise, then I get it. But if you own a home, you should have a hoop.
Dude, you're a basketball player. Make some phone calls, and if the basketball goal costs $1,000, buy it. Yep. Buy it.
And people will come and install it. You ain't got to see them. Pay them via PayPal or whatever, and they just come out and install it. And you guys don't have. You can still experience social distancing. Make it happen, EG.
You know what I feel like that is?
It's results, just not excuses.
Something to add to the leverage that they're trying to gain against teams. Because obviously a big part of the discussion right now, like what's been reported, is not necessarily when the season's going to start, but the numbers and how much they're actually going to get paid and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
That's a big part of the discussion of what's going on in the NBA right now, as opposed to when they can get this. I mean, there are obviously talking about getting the season started again. But right now, the big discussion is numbers. So I feel like it's just a ploy. I mean, because I can't come up with anything else on top of my head. I mean, that should not be one of your problems as an NBA athlete, is not having a basketball goal at your house. That should not be one of the several issues that you have because of COVID.
Amen.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And even if you say, well, some people are saying now, well, what if they live in an apartment? Apartment complexes, especially the ones they're living in, the high rises, they have half-court gyms inside them.
That was what I said. I said, look, if you live in a condo, if you live in whatever, okay, then you can't just go out and get a hoop. I understand that. And maybe the gym is closed. So that I understand. But if we're in Houston, and I'm guessing he lives in a house somewhere in the.
I would think so. Yeah, I don't know, but I would guess too. I don't know for sure.
Yeah.
But.
Well.
Yeah, hey,
Rent out a church or a gym for 3 months. You can't do that as a basketball player? Like, make it exclusive to you? Is it going to be that expensive?
Well, and now it's like I was reading articles where, like, the Lakers are having Zoom workouts. And they're having their trainers and other people put together workouts and then having, like, groups of the team do Zoom workouts at the house with their trainers. But obviously, if it doesn't involve basketball related stuff, you need an open air. I mean, I would assume it's just to stay in shape, but I don't think it's basketball skill shape, right?
Right. I couldn't imagine it would be. It would just to stay active, right? Like,
right. So that when you come back, you're not, you know, massively fat and
like me. Somebody said, well, I'm an electrician and I don't go home and do that stuff. Well, yeah, but you're also not in a profession that requires the amount of practice that basketball does.
You could be a 350-pound electrician and be just fine.
Yeah, sports requires practice. Like, I don't practice radio. But guess what I do have at the house? If worst came to worst, I had a microphone and a pair of headphones. I surely had that.
It requires both. It requires practice. It requires interaction, physical and verbal. Mm-hmm. You need other bodies to play against. A fighter needs a body to spar with. Like, you need actual physical bodies around you to get better. So the shooting part should not be a problem. Now, you know, getting in basketball shape, getting in that flow of, you know, that's why they have practice, because practice is the closest thing to a real game. Like, that's the big drawback, in my opinion. Shooting should not. Basketball goals, that should not be a problem.
Yeah, but honestly, it is going to be a concern, because when the sport comes back, there is a pretty great concern that the level of play, and it starts with shooting, is going to be really, really subpar, and it could be for quite a while, because You know, there, no matter how much you ride in the stationary bike or doing treadmill work, it doesn't, nothing can, you know, take the place of being on the court playing basketball. That kind of movement, that kind of cardio is different, as we all know, from just running or riding the bike or doing whatever you do. That's going to hurt. And then whether you're a pro or an amateur, you know that if you haven't shot a ball in a while, the first couple times probably is not going to go so well, and they're going to be expected to just get back in, you know, and get going on it. So it will be kind of challenging, I would think, for these guys.
No doubt. I mean, there's no doubt that the play is going to be subpar for a while, but that's just like, you know, that's with anything because of the nature of what they do. And again, it's not like, I mean, really, if anything, I can tell you right now, from just relating it to what I do, if we were out of radio for 2 months and came back, yeah, we're going to have some rough shows. I'm fully expecting to bomb several times when I go back to doing comedy. Just because it's that's just the nature of what we do. It's the nature of what they do. So, yeah, it's going to be a difficult problem. But I'd rather have bad basketball by professionals than no basketball.
You make fun of me all the time, but I'll tell you what. I literally watched game 7 of the Heat-Spurs series last night on ESPN and enjoyed the hell out of it. I never would have given it a second look if it was like in the middle of regular everyday life. But last night I was like, oh, God, it's sports. I can watch sports. So I watched it for a while. So there you go. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. We've got a half hour to go on the show. We'll put 30 minutes on the clock when we come back. We'll take you all the way till 4 o'clock, and you're always welcome to be a part of it. If you want to participate, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line, or hit us up on Twitter. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final half hour of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on a Thursday in Houston. Hope y'all are doing well, staying safe, healthy, all of that, taking care of your families. Fellas, I went to the store this morning, and I told you I've been feeling really guilty about the fact that I haven't been wearing gloves or a mask, and you're starting now because of the request to have everybody wear masks. I felt really bad because being out and about the last couple days, you're getting the look from a lot of people like you don't care about them, and I felt terrible about it. So, as I told you, because we had the two babies born and you get their scrubs and all that, I went and found those packages that I had wrapped up with each baby's scrubs and all that. Neither one of them had a mask. So, I was like, I'm screwed. I'm out of luck. Lisa goes in her closet and pulls out a T-shirt and starts concocting a mask for me. Barry, I swear to God, and you know what? I'm setting myself up for this, and I'm actually going to not only text you guys, I will tweet it out. But literally, yes, we ended up with, I mean, I felt like I was going to rob something. And it was hot, and it consumed, like, everything from my – and Lisa's like, could you, like, pull it down just a little bit below your eyes? Because it really looks like you are going to kill someone. And I'm like, it's hot. It's squishing my nose. It's terrible, but it'll make the people happy. I wore it. My God, it was uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's not good. I had one mask that I had bought when I was doing some painting or something, and it was a P95. So there's N95, R95, P95, and P95 is better than N95 because it stops oil droplets. But I donated that to Andy Huggins, so I don't have a mask. And am I irresponsible if I go out in public without a mask now? Is that what you're telling me?
I think it's
that's what
that
I felt
point.
Like. Yeah, I really do. Nick, I agree with you because, like, going into the HEB this morning in the parking lot, you know, 9 people out of 10 had some kind of a face protector on. And the one person that didn't, everybody's eyeballs was on that person as they went from their car all the way until they entered the store.
I'm going to be that person. I'm just going to tell you now. Y'all could do like when I had John Wessling on live chat. He basically took pairs of underwear and cut them up the middle from b-hole to crotch, right? You just like you put it, you lay them flat and you just cut it as if you were just cutting the penis down the middle. Long ways, long ways.
Well, it is right? The 3 o'clock hour, Barry. Yep.
Yeah. And so, but like on both sides, and then you basically have a mask because then you just pull your head through the leg hole. You got to do this on boxer briefs. It won't work on your tidy whities, Joel. But if you get the boxer briefs, cut it up the middle and then put that on, and he had a mask. And I was like, oh, well, that's kind of smart and very gross. Very, very gross. I'm not doing that. So I'm just going to go out in public without them.
Lord knows you've got enough of the underwear, so you could at least pull that off if you had to.
I'm not cutting any of my underwear. I'll tell you that right now. That's
well,
not
you don't throw it away, so what? Yeah, why would you? You're like Charlie with his regular clothes. You and your underwear is like Charlie with his regular clothes. They never go out of style. If they're not ripped, then they're definitely going to be staying in my closet, and they're going to have a use at some point.
I do have some bandanas that when I weed eat, I wear so I don't get, you know.
Well, that was the other option. I was like, seriously, we don't have any bandanas in the house? And Lisa goes, oh, yeah, Taylor's got a couple. I go, okay, cool. She goes, they're pink. I go, nope, no chance. Not, SpongeBob. Nope.
What? Oh, nope. You're such a, Joe, you're such an 80s jock. Like, okay. You're into this whole, you can't wear pink, cats are
time out, time out, time out. Nick, are you wearing a pink bandana
and dogs
to the
store? Aren't.
Sure, why not? I wear pink shirts.
Yeah.
Oh, shut your mouth.
What's the
I
big
wear pink
deal?
Shirts too, but I'm not wearing a pink bandana.
You wear pink, it means you're secure about yourself, Joel. That's what it means.
Yeah, exactly. It means you're not questioning your sexuality. If you don't wear pink, it means you question your sexuality because you're uncomfortable with it.
I don't question it, Barry. I question the kind of crap I was going to get from you guys and others if I wore a pink bandana. I'm at least going to offer up this t-shirt concoction that I wore today.
I do want to see this. Have you tweeted it yet?
No, I got to get Lisa to send it to me first. She was the one taking the pictures this morning.
I can't.
All right, let me ask you this. Let me see. I want the jury's opinion on this one too. So I've told you that Taylor's doing this thing now where every morning instead of for everybody in her class does a Zoom chat, right? And I've heard some of the chats. I mean, it's essentially just kind of small talk, and the kids, it's cool to catch up with other kids, and the teacher basically said, you know, says a few things about did you do this, and maybe she teaches them one or two things. They've been doing it for about a week and a half, 2 weeks. Kids like it. Now they hit us with an email. If you'd like to continue, it's going to be $100 per
what?
Yeah. For the second half of April, no. for 2 weeks, if you want to continue, we're requesting the parents pay $100.
To Zoom like, chat with other kids.
Yeah. I said to Lisa, look,
kiss
if they were
my
doing like
ass.
Algebra
you gotta be
and
kidding.
They were breaking down stuff, I might understand it. But the Zoom chat is free. Why in the world are we having to pay for it?
Got to make up
why
money
would
somehow.
I pay, why would I pay to have my kids talk with other kids when I could just wait or just Zoom chat them directly?
Exactly.
Like,
which we've
like,
done.
Hey, but these are five people that are friends with Taylor, so let's just get them all on a group Zoom chat and let all the kids talk to each other.
Yeah, she's done that. She's had like Zoom play dates with friends of hers from school. But they said, we would like to set up a payment plan for you guys so that we can continue to do these things, and your contribution will barely cover a tiny fraction of our costs. Well, it ain't costing you anything to Zoom. I understand you're trying to keep everybody on the payroll. That's fine, but I don't get it for the Zoom chat.
We would like in one hand, crap in the other, and see which one fills up.
That's what I told Lisa, and she's like into the whole guilt shaming thing. She's like, we can't say no, babe. If we say no, then we're going to be that family, and we're going to look bad. I'm like, no, see, I could say no. Don't worry about me. There's no shame in it.
I can say no.
I'll be the one that says no. I don't have a problem being the bad guy.
I can see like you pay a doctor, because now these days, and even before the coronavirus, you could have a doctor's visit remotely, you know, on FaceTime or Zoom, and then they'll charge you for the office visit. But I feel like that's a bit different. At least they can prescribe you something.
Like a teledoc. Is that what they call it, a teledoc?
Yeah.
My sister did it. My sister recently did, because she wasn't sure she needed the corona test, virus testing or not, but she had flu-like symptoms, and she set up a video doctor's appointment. I think it was like $49, $50. But they were able to walk her through like some breathing exercise and otherwise and do some things to figure out she had the flu, she didn't have coronavirus, and they prescribed her something. So yeah, you can do it.
Demetrius texted the show, oh, hell no. They're full of bleep. $100 my ass. See?
See,
no,
I'm with you.
No parent in their right mind is paying $100. Don't let Lisa, and I know why Lisa's doing it, because, you know, image, you guys are public figures. But, man, y'all going to spend a lot of money in guilt money. If you don't let her do that. I get why, but no.
Oh no.
I'm saving that $100. What?
My sister just tweeted out easy homemade mask. And it's from a Japanese blog page.
It's a G-string.
How to use. No, but this explains a lot though, because it's like a handkerchief and two hair ties. And it takes under 2 minutes, no sewing required, which is good for my sister. But this explains a lot, because she found this on a Japanese blog post. Normally, when a gift shows up for Taylor, the labels for all the clothing are in Chinese or Japanese. And even though it says, quote,
and they're
unquote,
in Chinese,
it's
Joel?
Like,
wait a minute. We just can't let this go. Whoa, they're what? In Chinese.
I mean, she's Chinese. Obviously getting some product from overseas.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know.
It explains it. Because she's like, hey, Amazon is sending you Taylor's birthday present. Then we pull it out, and it, like, could fit, like, Taylor's foot. And I go, well, what size is it? And Lisa looks at it, and she goes, I can't read it. It's in Chinese. What is wrong with that?
I feel
bear?
Like you should be saying it's in Mandarin.
Yeah, it's Mandarin letters. Ain't nothing wrong with Mandarin letters. I wouldn't even. I'd
oh
like, yeah.
Boy, especially for the city jersey. I'm all for that, but I'm not all for ordering and following too closely online, because sometimes those sizes aren't the right sizes. I'm just saying, but it explains a lot about my sister. I just found that out. I can figure it out on the
That's
fly.
That's too funny. Well, I don't know if you're supposed to say it was Chinese writing or Mandarin writing or Mandarin letters. You know what I mean? I don't know if that one is politically incorrect.
It's Mandarin. It is Mandarin letters.
At least he didn't say, "Oh, it was written." It was Oriental writing.
I would not say that. I know that's not right. I have never heard that you can't say it was written in Chinese.
Okay.
I didn't know
well,
that.
I feel like it was Mandarin, but that you may be right. Maybe it isn't.
So when we border on it, we call Joel out on it. I get how it goes. That's fine.
It wasn't me this time.
Hey, we're just having a discussion. I was just asking. It wasn't that I was like saying you're wrong. I'm saying I don't know. That's all. I'm saying I don't know if it was considered politically incorrect.
Well, it was in That's Mandarin. All. How about that? I didn't know that my sister
well, again,
could read Mandarin
that may be
either,
wrong,
but evidently
too.
The how-to is there for it.
She's really into that, huh?
Yeah, as long as there's pictures, I guess it's all good in the neighborhood, because I don't know, but it does explain a lot about Christmas now. That's all I can tell you.
Every year, all we do is we get like chopsticks and
I
mean, we don't know what the hell to do.
No, we don't. We get clothes that don't fit. That's what we're going to say. That's yeah, we don't get chopsticks. See, you always got to go and take it to that level.
Hey, by the way, TJ from Beaumont, he said, glad y'all are doing what you do. GameStop is having 70% off sale for today. Nick, there you go.
But I should consider that.
But did y'all see that? Yeah. They weren't deemed to be essential, but they were open. And one of the news stations was going and calling them out on it and like trying to rat them out. It's like, don't do that to the people. It's bad enough that they're all locked up at the house. Let them get some new games if they want.
Yeah, yeah. But you can get them online. That's the thing, is you can go to GameStop's website and buy a code and just go download it. You don't need to go buy the physical copy. And if you did, then just they could ship it. Why do you – I don't – that didn't make sense to me. Yeah, GameStop is not essential. They shouldn't have been open.
Yeah, well, we don't need the hard-hitting investigating teams of local Houston television stations to go have that be the door they decide to break down and call people out on. There's plenty of other things they should be focused on than worried about GameStop. Oh, and just to wrap this up, at the bottom of that email from Taylor's school – after they ask you for the money for it, they go, and reminder, in observance of Good Friday, there will be no Zoom lesson tomorrow. Are you kidding me? So there's another freebie before you have to pay. I'm not in. Barry, I'll tell them myself. We're not doing that. All right, we'll continue to roll. We got one segment to go on the show. We'll put a bow on it next. Turn it over to the Blitz. It's ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final segment of the show is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We'll take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7 as Fred and AJ will be on board to entertain you throughout the rest of your day and into the evening, as Barry and myself and Nick having a good time here, hopefully entertaining you all as we do so. I sent y'all the
I think I'm gonna have to change shorts. Oh, did you? You sent it?
Yep. I'm not proud of it, but I did pass it along to you two.
Yep, you look very gangster. You look very gangster. It's not terrible.
Oh, it was terribly hot. Squished my nose. Man, it was terrible.
Yeah, you do look like you could. Yeah, it's the blue shorts, though. Yeah. You should have went black on black. Then you really look.
Well, you sent us a picture of your buddy, and that's a little bit.
Yeah, he looks.
Like, I wouldn't let him on the plane on top of the face, man. Yeah, that's. Woo, boy, I'll tell you.
Why is he wearing the sunglasses on the plane, though? That's what makes me.
You got to believe airport security is losing their bleeping mind right now, because they're looking at everybody going, I should stop him. I should stop her. I should stop. I mean, everybody looks like they're about ready to do something crazy.
Yeah, it is kind of weird when you see people out and about like dressed like that, because normally you would call the cops when somebody showed up at HEB dressed like that. But now that's the norm.
Yeah, it's crazy. But man, I'm sure it's challenging for everybody now, in terms of just everyday life, because that's the other thing. Even in the store, wrapped up like that, I got plenty of looks like, you gonna rob the place? Because I didn't have a hospital-like mask on, or one of the, you know, the ones that go around your ears.
So. Well, I mean, you do what you do. When we were coming back, I was thinking about this. I've had the same pair of shorts on for, I think, the whole week now. Is that bad? I mean, I've
that's awful. I get your jeans rule, but you can't do that with shorts.
Well, I mean, I'm changing underwear every day. I think I'm showering. I'm up to showering about every other day now.
Throw them in the washer. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, are you sweating in those things?
No, of course, I have the AC fat. On in the house
he's
all day.
He's fat. It doesn't matter when you have the AC on when you're 250 pounds. It doesn't matter.
That's kind of true.
So you got a sweat print on your shorts, and you're still walking around the house.
So you're not
them?
Working out in these shorts, but you're wearing them daily?
I literally, my day consists of, I get up at about 8:30, 9 o'clock.
12:51.
I lay in bed till about noon, and then I come to the office, and I show prep until the show starts. When the show's over, I get ready I do all my live chat stuff or YouTube or whatever. And then 7 o'clock and I do that and then I'm done. And then I make dinner for Nora, cause she's been working late, and we get in bed. That's my whole day. I literally go from bed to office chair to kitchen to bed. That's it. So why would I need to wash these shorts?
Cause master bedroom is downstairs. Your office is upstairs. You make it all the way upstairs without sweating.
Nope. We are in a one-story, young man. Thank you very much.
You make it all the way to the third floor.
I'm a firm believer that the jeans rule with you, I'm good with. But with the shorts rule, I wear them one day, that's it.
Really?
Yeah.
Nah, bro, I've had the same t-shirt on for like 2 weeks.
Oh, come on, man.
No, I'm over-exaggerating, but I will wear the same shirt for about 4 or 5 days in a row, too. I just don't see the need to have to change all the time. The only thing I change every day is my underwear. Other than that, what's the point? I'm not doing anything.
You're the Raheel of not changing shorts, I guess. Like, Raheel doesn't wash his hands. You don't change your shorts.
But yeah, I'm not smelling like Matthew McConaughey here pretty soon.
You want to know the weird thing? You want to know the weird thing is when I do these live chats, I go put jeans on. I don't know why I do that. But I right before the I don't know why, Joel. I don't know why. And then when I'm done, I go take the jeans off and put my old shorts that I had on back on again.
What is wrong with you? You see all these people that are, they make jokes about it. Like, they're pulling what we've always talked about, which is, you know, shirt, tie, jacket.
No pants.
Or, you know, some – yeah, and no pants. Either pajama bottoms or shorts on the bottom. And you, who's wearing the same pair of shorts for a week, but yet you do a live chat, you wear jeans?
Well, what if they make me stand up for something? What if there's like some sort of challenge and I have to stand up? And then now my junk.
Did
is
you
out
not
there
wear a Dodger hat in the Westlink?
What about it?
Okay, yeah. So you're wearing a T-shirt and a Dodger hat. If you're wearing shorts, there's no one saying a word to you.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm gonna have to stand up. Like, this is radio. I could be bucket naked and you guys wouldn't know, nor would it matter. But doing the
even
live
if you
chat
stood up,
video,
we wouldn't know. But here's the thing. People in Houston would be more concerned with you wearing a Dodger hat than they would be if you wore shorts versus jeans.
Okay.
I think that's pretty
true.
I
mean, I understand your point, but I don't know. It's a weird thing that I've gotten myself into.
Based on even everybody that's doing the sports map videos, we've taken it down like 18 notches. Everybody that's posting anything online for social media and otherwise, dress code is out the window. No one cares. They're just happy to hear content.
I guess. I mean, I'm not getting dressed up or anything. I still wear my sport coat when I do the BS.
Well, that's television. I get that. And I think you should. But I don't think that for like, you doing like a podcast or otherwise or doing your YouTube channel, you're sitting at a desk with a $9,000 microphone. That's what everybody's concentrated on. They're not looking at your shorts.
Are you guys showering every day? Are you showering once a day?
Absolutely.
What's wrong with you?
Wow.
Either. Well, then the next question is completely a moot point. Are you working out at all, Barry?
Oh, no. No, God, no. No. There's nothing. No. I will consume 4 Nutty Bars today, but that's not really a workout. But no, there's no – if I work out, I do shower, obviously. When I ran the other day, I showered. If I do the yard, I shower. But most of the time, if there's nothing going on, it's pretty much every other day I shower.
And is your chair managing? Is it okay?
What do you mean? Like holding up? Yeah, so far it hasn't collapsed on me. It's so far so good.
Okay.
I mean, that's
you're not
what you're
working
asking,
out.
Right?
You're not
sturdy.
Sweating. You're
not
eating.
Asking if it stinks.
His desk chair. Are you wiping it down every day?
No, I'm not. Why would I?
Because the
wipe
cushions
it down?
Already said that's ridiculous. They got the cushion has the no more of virus. They want no more of this wearing shorts for a week at a time.
No more of virus.
Golly, no! Stupid. Your new desk chair is pissed.
Well, but no more of virus.
Seriously, man,
stupid. No, I don't know. I will admit, I was surprised that I don't shower every day right now.
Nick,
but every two
Nora
days.
Nora's gonna get home tonight.
I won't go more
Barry's
than 2 days
gonna be in the
showering.
Bathroom. She's gonna go, "What are you doing?" And he's gonna have his nose in the crotch of his shorts, going, "Well, the guy said I should change these after a day or two. I'm just smelling to see if they're bad."
It's my man.
No, I don't.
There you go.
No, see, that's not me. I won't smell something to see if I can wear it again. I just won't wear it again, or I'll just wash it. But
evidently,
you will.
You won't smell it, but you will still wear it if you're wearing
now,
shorts.
Now, you know,
long.
I will give it a cup check every now and then just to see. Yep, time to shower. I will do that.
Oh man, we got to get back to normal soon. Otherwise, Barry, the germaphobe, is going to be just a train wreck of hygiene. He's falling off the deep end, Nick.
It is weird because that's totally not like me at all.
At all,
I just let it go. No, I have let it go. It's been bad.
That's crazy.
Bad. Yeah.
Well, at least we got. I'm a little worried if we have to go back to the studio now. You might just be funkadelic.
Well, no, because once we get back into the regular routine, I'll be showering every day again. So
I hope so, for our sake.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, all right, I'm going to shower today for you guys.
Please do. As soon as we get off the air. Yeah. Nora's still at work. Yeah, please. Imagine what she's dealing with.
Boy.
All right. Funkmaster Flex is going to hit the showers. So are we. That's about going to do it for the suspects on a Thursday. Tomorrow on FEI Friday, we'll have a comedian of the week, right, Barry? We're going to get into some fun stuff and get you into your weekend. So look, you have that to look forward to. You got the Blitz coming up next. So you look forward to that as well. Before we go to the break, I do want to tell you about the people at Apollo Men's Health. I've been telling you about them for quite a while. They're still open, and they are there to accommodate the men of Houston that are looking for a little extra energy in their daily routine. Maybe you can't get to the gym or work out or find the energy to hang out with your family and do fun things while we're all stuck at home, and you're wondering what the heck's going on. Maybe you're doing the same thing in the bedroom, and you need somebody to help. Well, Apollo Men's Health will do exactly that, and they're going to make sure they're going to be like a trusted friend or a family member in the way they treat you. They're going to make sure that you feel comfortable from the waiting room to the examination room to everything and anything you need, and they offer everything. They have regular testosterone therapy in which you can go in and get your testosterone shots, and it's going to help you immediately. And also during these times with coronavirus, when you can't get to the office as quickly as you'd like to, or maybe on a weekly basis, they have the non-traditional and new cutting edge pellet testosterone therapy. It reduces the amount of times you have to come in, but it also maintains the overall wellness and energy that you like in a more convenient way. They can also do body composition analysis, HGH peptide therapy. Everything they do is centered around you and your overall quality of life. Remember, your health is your wealth, so invest in yourself. Call them today, 832-664-9966, or go to their website, apollomh.com. You can book your first appointment there. Most major insurance accepted, and discounts for military personnel and first responders. Check them out, Apollo Men's Health. Stay tuned. Blitz is coming up next right here on ESPN 97.5.